Bruce Springsteen heading to court next week over DWI arrest. By Hannah Blow on February 18, 2021. Rocker and Joe Biden surrogate Bruce Springsteen is heading to court next week following his November 14 arrest and subsequent charges, which include driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. The Born to Run crooner is scheduled to appear before a judge on Wednesday, February 24, for charges related to his November arrest, which occurred at New Jersey's Gateway National Recreation Area. The National Park Service confirmed the arrest, which TMZ initially reported earlier this month. While reports originally indicated that the Born Free singer remained cooperative throughout his arrest, R. Al Hayes, a park ranger, claims that Springsteen initially refused to take a preliminary breath test, PBT. Additionally, the ranger claimed to have observed the musician consume a shot of patron tequila before getting on his motorcycle to start the engine, Fox News reported. The report described Springsteen as smelling strongly of alcohol and having glassy eyes. Despite occurring in November, Springsteen's arrest did not publicly surface until February following his appearance in a Jeep commercial that aired during Sunday's February 7 Super Bowl. Jeep faced tremendous backlash for featuring the E Street Band frontman in its multi-million dollar two-minute spot, which had the star calling for unity and urging Americans to meet in the middle. Bruce Springsteen could have killed someone. He doesn't deserve endorsement deals, especially from car companies. Act for America founder Brigitte Gabriel said as others expressed similar sentiments. Jeep appeared to remove the ad from YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, amid the fallout, as Breitbart News reported. The Born in the USA rocker, a prominent anti-Trumper who vowed to move to Australia in the event of a Trump 2020 victory, has remained a vocal ally of President Biden. Last year, he teamed up with activist and novelist Don Winslow for an anti-Trump video based on the left-wing Atlantic's discredited Suckers and Losers story. Springsteen also called for an exorcism in our nation's capital last October. In just a few days, we'll be throwing the bums out. I thought it was a fucking nightmare. But it was so true, he said. Springsteen was one of several leftist Hollywood giants to perform for Joe Biden's inauguration special last month.